spinsters appear in a lot of detective novels in the 19th century. And, you know, if we think about some of the stereotypes of an older woman, that they're kind of nosy and gossipy, these happen to be really good skills for being a detective.
Yeah, we were talking about spinsters recently on the show and the way in which they get a very negative press in 19th century fiction. But you've kind of turned the tables on this, because your spinsters are all very cunning. They know about their lives, and the fiction is, well, they know about the world, and the fiction is celebrating them.
Absolutely. I mean, there's definitely still thought of as kind of annoying figures, usually to the inspector who's brought in to investigate the case. And, you know, the spinster, one of the ones I really like a lot from the 19th century, is her name is Amelia Butterworth. And she was the creation of a writer named Anna Catherine Green. And the detective, Inspector Grice, who's brought in to investigate this murder, is super annoyed that Amelia Butterworth is there with her list of evidence. But it turns out she actually noticed a lot of things that he missed.
Yeah.
And is very key to solving these cases.
And it's not a bad thing for a detective to be annoying. I mean, Columbo is annoying.
Absolutely. I think you find in a lot of cases they're kind of insufferable people.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely.
They're kind of these lone wolves, because they're also kind of annoying.